Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Back in February, we brought you a conversation with a displaced young Gazan woman, Nasreen Shehada. When we spoke with her, she had evacuated to the city of Rafah along the southern border of Gaza, living in a cramped apartment with several of her family members trying to escape the bombardments. The situation back then was dire, with barely any food and supplies available to her so that she could use her culinary talents to feed her family. Still, she made the best she could, baking bread in tents and scouring markets for fresh ingredients. But with the war surrounding them, and as Israeli forces inched closer to invading Rafah, Nasreen managed to evacuate from Gaza just a few weeks ago, and she made it to Egypt. And that's where we're talking to her today. Nasreen, hello, welcome back.
Hello, Deepa. Thank you for having me today.
Nasreen, since we last spoke, I know you've been through so much. You had a birthday. You left Gaza along with your husband and your in-laws, and now you're in Cairo. Tell me how you were able to evacuate Gaza.
That was such a long journey, Deepa, to be honest, and it wasn't easy at all. So, yeah, the process is not easy and it's not smooth. You have to pay $5,000 American dollars per each person. You have to have relatives in Egypt to be able to register in the company, the evacuation company. And you have to be put in a waiting list where you have to wait until your name is listed. In me and my husband's case, we have a lot of family members and friends who helped us during this process.
I imagine you would have had some very hard conversations with your mother, with your family, about leaving them behind and you going. What did they say to you?
So before leaving, we spent weeks and days thinking about this decision and leaving my family behind and everything behind, including my friends and my people and Gaza itself. It wasn't easy at all. But, you know, if you were a mother, you would like your daughter to be in a safer place. And that's what my mother and my father told me to do. They wanted me to be safer. But right now, I'm feeling so much guilt and I'm feeling so much nervous and afraid about them and about their safety because they are still in danger and I'm not. But we've been in this for 6 months and it's still counting. And during these 6 months, we lost everything. We lost our houses, we lost our jobs, and we've been without any source of income. So the situation was getting worse and worse. And our survival instinct just became stronger and stronger with the time.
I hear how guilty you feel, and I'm wondering, do you talk to your family as often as you can, and how often is that, and how are they doing?
Well, I wish I can, but sometimes even talking with my family seems like a very hard thing because the internet connection is very bad, so it's been hard to contact with them. I only contact them with texts or voice notes. And the thing is also, I feel so much guilt that I don't have anything to say or anything to comfort them because I'm in a safer place and they're not. I spent all the evacuation day, like all the road from Gaza to Egypt. It's, by the way, a 9 hours car ride. I spent all the car ride crying because I left my family, because the feeling of the guilt that I was having, and I still have it, and it's still haunting me every day.
I'm wondering about your sisters. The last time we spoke, you know, one of your sisters, she was in medical school and she wasn't able to go. And one of your sisters was in her senior year of high school, which, as I understand it, is such a huge year for seniors. How are they doing?
Yeah, that's very true, Deepa. And it's a very important topic to talk about because right now I have two sisters who were supposed to be in the university, and one of them was supposed to be in her senior year at high school. And their life and their education has been stopped for 6 months right now, and it's still counting. So I really, really think about their education and about their future, because who knows when our life will be restored and who knows when they will be able to continue their education again.
And Nasreen, I understand, I know you told us it costs $5,000 per person to be able to leave. That just, I mean, for any of us, that's a huge amount of money. How are you getting that money? Because I understand you're really trying to raise that money to get your sisters out too.
So I decided to make a fundraiser to help them to evacuate. And because I have a family of six, I needed a large amount of money. Luckily, I have a very supportive followers and I have a very supportive friends who were able to help me throughout this process. And now we have the evacuation fees for my family. We are just waiting for the donations to be transferred from the US to Egypt so I can register them. And I'm really thankful for all the support that I had from my friends and my followers.
I bet you that makes you reflect on maybe so many other Gazans who don't have the social media presence that you have. How are others doing it?
So yeah, it's very hard for many of Gazans that want to leave because you have to have a platform. And actually, I started with my friend an Excel sheet that have GoFundMes for people from Gaza that want to evacuate so we can help them reach for more people who are willing to donate and are willing to help.
So you're using your platform to help others as well. You know, I'm wondering about your life in Egypt now. I know that when we last spoke to you, you mentioned pursuing a master's degree in public health. You're a dentist. You haven't been able to work in dentistry since this happened.
Yeah, that's true. And I've been thinking about pursuing a master's degree. And I thought that when I go to Egypt, because I'm going to have better circumstances and better internet connection, I would be able to do that. But to be honest, thinking about my future now doesn't seem fair because my family and my people are still in danger. And I have to make something for them first, and then I can think about my future.
What is life like for you every day now in Egypt? I know it's Ramadan. I imagine the month is observed a little differently in Cairo than what you were used to in Gaza.
Well, to be honest, this Ramadan doesn't seem like Ramadan at all because in Ramadan we used to have all these family gatherings and all these hostings and we used to pray together. But right now we are just shattered and Ramadan somehow reminded us of the things that we lost, the houses that we used to decorate, the family that are shattered right now, the loved ones who are lost. So it's been a very sad Ramadan for me and for lots of people in Gaza. And me being in Egypt, it's just very hard to go out and see people living normally while my people, few kilometers away, are still suffering and they're still in hunger. So I don't usually go out. I just stay at home and I pray as much as I can because I believe that that's all I can do for now besides helping my family and helping other people to evacuate through my platform. I just pray and I stay at the house for most of the time because life doesn't seem real at this point.
What do you think it would take for you to move on? Is it maybe having your family out of Gaza and there with you?
I think having my family with me will relieve part of the pain and part of the stress. But other than my family, there are other families in Gaza that are still suffering. And there are lots of loved ones and lots of people in Gaza that are still suffering and still enduring the pain and the fear. And I can't just detach myself from my people and from my country and from my land. So I think the only thing that's gonna relieve me, it's for this to end and when a ceasefire can happen.
Nasreen Shehadha is a dentist, a content creator, and a self-taught chef who managed to evacuate from Gaza. Nasreen, thank you so much for speaking with us again.
Thank you, Deepa, for having me.
And we really hope that you're reunited with your family soon.